Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Thank you very much, Elvia Abigail. Your pastor is tempting me to add her to the list of people who should never introduce me. I'm going to add your pastor to the list of people who should never introduce me. But it's a blessing. Can you lower the keyboard a bit, please? Lower the keyboard. Good. Okay. It's a blessing to be here tonight. And I'm very excited to see lots of young people. Hey, you are sitting on the floor. I'm excited to see so many young people gathered in one place. I believe that if Satan can find work for young people, then God also has need of young people. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. But more importantly, I believe that our Christianity does not begin from the point of serving God, but rather our Christianity begins from the point of fearing God and loving God. And it's my prayer tonight that by the end of this conference, many of you would have received an impartation that will put in you a love for God that will last your whole lifetime. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It says only a fool says that there is no God. Today there are so many people who claim there is no God, claim God exists as something else. Many young people are turning away from God. And it is my prayer that this conference will put something in you that will not allow you to one day say that God does not exist. Hallelujah. I pray that the conference will put in you something that will not allow you to one day say that Jesus Christ does not exist. Hallelujah. How many of you want to, the psalmist said that, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How many of you believe that you want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever? Yeah. And God tonight, starting tonight, God is going to help you on that journey to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. We are very grateful to Reverend Ike and his team for doing us the honor of visiting us here in our far corner of the world. In our far corner of the world, and on behalf of our convener, Bishop Edwin Ogo, I want to extend the warmest welcome to you, Reverend Ike, and I want to ask that you feel free, you flow. This is your home. We are all children of the prophet, as you can see, and we are all one, and this is your home. So as you have come, feel free and flow, yes, so that the anointing will, you know, flow properly and will bless us. We have heard of the anointing in many different places, so allow us to feel it. That's why we have put on all our lights for you. Allow us to feel it. Allow us to feel the anointing. Yes. Allow us to, in every generation in the UD, there has been somebody who has carried on the fire that the prophet carries for children. And I believe that you are one of such people. So that fire tonight, and that anointing, that grace is going to come upon us. For every one of us gathered here, I want to ask you to fight hard to stay awake. How many of you are going to fight to stay awake? How many of you believe that if you are sleeping, we should wake you up? How many of you know that if you are at home, you'll be playing games till 1 a.m.? The hands have reduced. How many of you know that if you are at home, you'll be watching TV till 1 a.m.? So you can stay awake till 1 a.m. to listen to the word of God. How many of you know that? Yeah. So should the ushers be waking you up when you fall asleep? Oh, only 3 people said yes. Should the ushers wake you up when you fall asleep? Beautiful. Clap your hands for yourselves. So tonight, on behalf of Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo, I want to welcome the Favorite Child Conference, and I want to say that we are very blessed to have received it. We receive it with the warmest welcome that we can muster. And we want to ask that you bless us greatly. Let this conference change Makane. Let it change our churches. Let it change our children. Let it deposit something in our children that will carry the church on for generations to come. So thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Bishop. Wow. Thank you very much, Bishop. We are very grateful. Now let's invite Favor to give us a song. And then take out your first offering. While she's singing, take out your first offering. Take out your first offering. Can you clap your hands? God bless you, favor. Can you feel the presence of God already? He says God is here. He's in our midst. And when God is in our midst, it is mighty. His presence is mighty. And even to bring the presence down even more, from sweet melodies, you hear his voice, he'll be encouraging us, he'll be sharing things with us. Some years ago, I think 2 years ago, there was a conversation. He invited Makane. So I went with a few of the children. We went to speak our mind freely. We're so blessed. And he's been moving and having favorite child conferences all over the country. Today he's in Tamale. Tomorrow he's in Takrade. The next day he's in Koforidua. The next time he's in Ho. Last week when I saw, he was somewhere going towards the Kaswa area. Hey, what a man. Say, what a man. What a man. And by the grace of God, today his plane has landed in Oyibi Cathedral at the Living Bread Cathedral. If you're excited as I am, rise to your feet, clap your hands, make some noise, and let's welcome Reverend
Makane! Oh, Makane! Makane! Is the Makane here or the Makane is here? Come on! Come on! Give the Lord a celebrate! I don't feel it here. Let me come this way. I think it's here. Come on now. Come on now. Keep the Lord. Keep the Lord. Hey, wait. 6:10 this week. Are you ready? You people, you are from where? Run for your life, International Church. You are from where? Eh? Makania. Makane. Are you ready to give the Lord a shout of praise? Are you ready to give the Lord a shout of praise? Come on, give the Lord! Give the Lord! Ha! So now let's we want the building to calm down. Bishop Kobe says I can feel free. There's an adage in Nigeria. They say that feel at home, feel at home. Everybody say feel at home, feel at home. It be it they make visitors break remote. If you get a visitor and tell him that you feel at home, Obeyana never said remote, you know. But he says you feel at home. So since I'm feeling at home, I want to bring down the building. Makane Church International, are you ready? Makane Church International, are you ready? Come on! Come on! Give the Lord! Give the Lord! A shout of praise! Yes, you are alive! You are alive! Every praise to our God. Every word of worship to our God. Every praise. Every praise. I can't hear you clapping. Every praise.
Every praise.
Come on!
To our God, every word of worship with one voice.
I want to see dancing. Makane, you are used to dancing.
Praise to our God.
What are you turning to one?
What are you turning to one? Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like.
Come on, I'll make it here for you.
Ah.
See you shining. I can see the voice. Honestly, I can see the voice. Are you ready?
God is greater. God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. God is healer. Awesome in power. God
is greater. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for another time that we are gathered here in your presence. Father, we believe that our gathering is unto you and not to any man. Lord, we believe that you will touch the heart of every child. May we not live as we have come. May we live here blessed. May we live here changed. Satan, we curse you in this place. If you are here to cause confusion, we curse you. If you are here to steal the word from the heart of these little ones, the seeds we are about to plant, if you are here to steal it, we curse you in Jesus' name. No seed will fall by the wayside. No seed will fall on the rocky ground. No seed will fall among thorns. Every seed that will be planted here will fall on the fertile soil of the hearts of these young ones. Holy Spirit, come and take absolute control. Come and have your way in this place. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Oh, clap for Jesus and take your seat. Beautiful Friday night. Amen. I'm blessed to be here. First of all, I want to thank God for our gathering. It is not normal to have young people gather by this time of the night here. Usually by this time, you are asleep, or Friday night, what will you be doing by this time? Sleeping. How many of you will be sleeping by this time? You'll be sleeping. How many of you will not be sleeping by this time? What will you be doing? You'll be watching movies. Movie night. Cartoons. But God has gathered us. Isn't that powerful? Put your hands together for Jesus, for gathering us. Our gathering is unto Jesus. So we say, Jesus, thank you. We also want to put our hands together and honor our prophet, our father, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. When we mention his name, then you stand up. Learn it. When we mention his name, you stand up. Accompany your standing up with clapping and shouting. Yes. We have a father and we honor him. He is the reason we are gathered here. Hallelujah. He is part of the reason we are gathered here. And we want to say, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills, we love you. Hallelujah. Yeah, we actually honor him. He is our father. If you are in this church, if you are in this denomination, all right, the name of our church actually is UDOLGC. Everyone say UDOLGC. United Denominations. I'm teaching you the name of your church. United Denominations. Originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. It's the longest name you can get. So, United Denominations. The denominations are Makande Church International, Anakazu Assemblies, Macarius Church, Anakazu Assemblies. What else? The Greater Love, Catch the Anointing, QFC, Kodesh Family Church. We have over 40 denominations. Clap for Jesus. Over 40 denominations. I'll be telling you a lot about your church in this conference. And so, we are blessed to have a father who has put all of us together. And many times when we talk about Bishop Doug, people get diarrhea. People don't want us to talk about him. People get offended. They say we worship him. But we don't worship him. We only honor him. All right? And we thank him for the many things he has done. Hey, when I'm preaching, we don't walk about. Hey, this should be your last time. Get a place and fix your bottom. We thank him for the books that he has written. Clap for him. The books that he has written. We thank him for the books. We thank him for the cathedrals. Is this place not beautiful? This is one of the lot of cathedrals you can ever have in the UD. Yeah. Very beautiful church buildings. And we thank him for that. We thank him for the bishops. Put your hands together also. It's not easy to make somebody a bishop. No. It's not easy to make somebody a pastor. It's not easy to make somebody a reverend. It's a blessing. We thank you for the flow prayer. How many of you joined the flow prayer meeting? You must start joining. If you can stay into the night and watch cartoons, you'll be able to wake up at 4 and join the flow prayer meetings. We'll be talking about it. Amen. We thank you for the preaching. We thank him for a lot of things he has done for us. That's why when we keep thanking him, people say we worship him, but we don't worship him. He knows we don't worship him, and we know we also don't worship him. Hallelujah. But when you look on the internet, you hear a lot of useless things. You hear people talking plenty and all that. Don't mind them. All right? Don't mind them. So, Bishop Dag, wherever you are, we say we love you so much. We thank you for creating a church for us. Safe Church hasn't been my idea. Safe Church is Bishop Dag's idea. Now, let's have a church for the young people called Saved Church. Do you understand? Those of you who like visiting other churches, you will see that there is none like the Saved Church. Those of you who visit other churches, then they give you toffees. Yeah, we don't share toffee, but you come. Amen. Bishop Dag, thank you so much. Put your hands together again for Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. And graciously, he has sent us one of his favorite sons in the person of Bishop Edwin Morgan Kwejiri Ogo. Put your hands together for Bishop Ogo. Yeah. What you are seeing here is a sign of the type of father you have. Do you understand? Yeah. A good father builds for the children. Don't go and ask your father why you are renting. I beg you. I'm just saying that a good father. I'll finish preaching. A good father. Oh, sit down. A good father. Hey, you have covered your face already. Remove the thing from his face. Her face. You are asleep. Rajua, why? Why are you crying? He says what? She says what? She wants what? Toffee. Sleep. Emale Nakuewo. I'm now coming to preach. Obua. Obua. And so Bishop Ogo is a very anointed man of God. Clap for him. Clap for him. Yeah. And for him to cancel a night school because the children want to gather. It's just like saying that you and your seven friends want to have birthday party in your house, and your father and your mother say they are leaving the house for you to have your party. Is that not a blessing? Put your hands together, and this is his bedroom. Where we are is his bedroom. Where we are, he has opened a place for us, and you are here. You drink pure water and leave. I'm already seeing Belacqua bottle on the floor already. Only few people allow their children to enter their bedrooms. But he has opened his bedroom for us. Bishop Ogo, God bless you so much. Very intelligent bishop. Amen. Bishop Kobe too is here. And Bishop Kobe, his presence actually validates what we are doing. His presence, that's what, validate. When you grow up small and you're about to marry, you will see that the Ebusuya penny is very important. If he doesn't come for the engagement, the people are coming, come. Yeah, the reason I'm talking plenty, I just want you to. This boy from where? Agboba. When I saw them, I know that it's Agboba. Clap for me, Jesus Christ. I see A, as they are coming, I'm seeing A. They are coming from Agboba. Other four born summer, Jesus. Person. And your bishop is Bishop Yoku. Your bishop is Bishop Yoku. Hey, other four born summer, Jesus. Ash. Tonight is a night of miracles. Move this. I'm preaching for 10 minutes. Before you see, no, I've closed. We'll go and sleep. Hurry up. Fast. So, Bishop Kobe, thank you so much for coming for our conference, leaving your house, and coming to see that everything is in place. Amen. And for all of us, our bishops who have allowed us, our pastors who have allowed us to come here, put your hands together for your bishop. Pedriase, put your hands together for Bishop Lori. Adenta, put your hands together for Bishop Solo. Agboga, put your hands together for Bishop Yoku. Oyibi, put your hands together for Bishop Ogo. Yeah. Allowed you to come here. I also want you to clap for your parents. keep clapping for your parents. I won't tell you anything about your parents, but keep clapping for them. I think your parents have done well. Some of you don't go out of the house after 6 p.m. 6 p.m. They close the gate. It's like a hen coop. Six, no. But look at this girl, she's here. It's 8 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, she's here. Amen. And all the safe pastors who have actually put this thing together. All right. Help your Abigail. Put your hands together for help your Abigail. Help your coast. All the pastors, all the lady pastors who have put this thing together. I say, God bless you. Amen. Now that I've done this thing, I can preach. Amen. This one is called protocol. Very important. The theme for OYIBI 2023 is called All Out. Everybody say All Out. Why are you not clapping? Or you don't like All Out? It's a very powerful theme. You see that it's a powerful theme. What is All Out? It's an idiomatic expression. It's a phrase. That's All Out. And All Out is a camp preached by Bishop Doug Hayward Mills, our prophet. And one of the things we seek to do in these conferences is to re-preach what Bishop Dark has preached to our fathers, which has made them to be who they are. We also want to preach the same things to you. 2 Timothy 2 verse 2. We want to preach the same. The person at the project, I hope, is a very sharp man. 2 Timothy 2 verse 2. We want to preach the same things to you. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same, because you are going to be the, you think you are fighting, I'll say something, I won't say anything, keep fighting, the same thing, you are going to be the future Episcopal sisters, you are going to be the future bishops, the future reverends. So whatever Bishop Dark has preached to our parents, it is the same thing we are preaching to you. We will not dilute it. We will not preach anything different. The things that thou hast heard of me, the things that Bishop Dark has preached, give me Jude chapter 3. The same thing Bishop Dark has preached to our fathers. It is the same thing. What's your name?
Dennis.
You are not sitting down like a Dennis. Sit like a Dennis. Yes. The same thing. I'll preach to you, Bishop Dennis. When you become a bishop, you must know about All Out. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend. Everybody say, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Bishop Dark delivered a certain doctrine, a certain faith unto our fathers, and we are contending for it. We will not teach you anything that is different. I don't have anything to preach that is different. So I pick a book written by Bishop Dark. I pick a camp written by Bishop, preached by Bishop Dark, and we preach it to you. Is it not Akiola they used to teach you at school? Yeah. The same thing. We are not changing anything. Everybody sit upright, sit upright. It's in the evening, so naturally by this time, you are supposed to be dreaming about Christian Achu, but he was buried today, so sorrowful. Life is short too. Life is short. All out. What does it mean to go all out? So you must understand what is all out. Number one, to go all out means to give yourself wholly. That's the first one. I have only 4 points. When my friend Bishop William, he also come and preach. But I'm a bishop now. He's a bishop. What's the first point? To go all out, what? To give thyself wholly. When you hear give thyself wholly, you have been thinking about your bishops who go for a conference at Mampong. But as a young person in class 3, you can give yourself wholly by serving the Lord. You see, a lot of us don't serve the Lord with our hearts. Madam, what's your name?
Beatrice.
Beatrice, I put it to you tonight that you don't serve the Lord wholly with your life. And in this, it is in this conference that I am teaching you how to give yourself wholly. How to give yourself all. 1 Timothy 4 verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Give yourself wholly. You are going all out. Everybody say, I am going all out. Say, I am going all out. You see, because a lot of the things we do, we don't do them with our all. And anything you don't do it with all yourself, you don't profit from it. Some of you, the reason why you get 6/100 in mathematics is because you don't give yourself wholly to mathematics. No. You give yourself partly. But to go all out, everything in you is going out. You are giving yourself all. I don't know whether I'm explaining the thing well. Yeah. You are giving, what's your name?
Irajua.
You must give yourself wholly. Give everything in you to serve the Lord. Because many of us don't serve the Lord with everything in us. Especially those of you in J Church members. You see, because around J Church, that is the time a certain boy is playing with you. Yeah, so part of your heart is for a boy and part is for Christ. J Church. First, it used to be Y Church, but now the statistics has changed. Because the Y Church people, they've joined Dancing Stars. They are in the adult church now. So now the thing has dropped to J Church. J Church member, but she has a beloved. That is why most of the J Church people, they don't dance. Most J Church people don't dance. No, they don't dance again. J Church people don't dance again. I can bet my last 10 pesos. I say J Church people don't dance. First, it used to be Y Church. When they go to SHS and they come back, they don't. But now it's J Church. Yeah. To give yourself, you must give yourself what?
To Christ.
Hey, then to Christ. Holy, you must give yourself. All out. Everybody say all out. I can't hear you. Say all out. Say all out. Say all out. Say I am going all out. I'm telling you what all out means. Number two. To go all out means to press on hard. Press on hard. Philippians chapter 3 verse 14. To press on. To press on. Many people cannot press on. Many people at a point, they stop Christianity. And you see, that should not be your story. There are many young people who started well. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Many young people started well. But they're falling off. There used to be a girl. I won't mention her name. When I mention her name, most of you know her. She doesn't sing in church again. She is a backing vocalist for a worldly musician. Yeah, that girl, when we go for Sean Come, she used to be the main backing vocalist. May you not one day turn into an unbeliever because you couldn't give yourself all. And I'm saying that then, you see, it is dangerous to give yourself half to something. Very dangerous. When you grow up small, you will hear a phrase like half education is poison. Anything you don't start wholly, like people who go to school half, it's better you are an illiterate. People, can you imagine granola soup that is half prepared? Even the one that they prepare full cry, we don't see it up. This one, it is half cooked. You can imagine what will happen to you. Give yourself wholly. Press on. Don't stop. Press on. You see, the Christian race is a very difficult race. Don't let anybody deceive you. When we say, come to Jesus, your life will change. I am telling you that. You see, because you are young, you need to know it. The Christian race, how old are you?
Five.
Clap for her. She's 5 years old. When are you turning six? When will you be six?
January.
I think you just chop your birthday. You wait for another year. If you are going to live up to 80 years, you have 75 more years. Sister, it's not easy. 75 years of pressing on. I press towards the mark. There is a mark waiting for you. There is a prize waiting for you. One day when you end up in heaven, may the Lord say, thou good and faithful servant. Because you have pressed on and you gave your all. I said, many people cannot end. Many people don't end. And you see, in this world, we celebrate people who end. We don't celebrate failures. We don't celebrate people who don't finish the race. And those who finish the race, they are the people that gave themselves. They gave themselves to training. They set their mind that I will win this race. Those who do well in class, they set their mind to it and they give themselves all. When they say, learn, you are watching cartoons and you want to pass your exams well, you cannot pass your exams well. Press on. I say what? Press on. Press on. Don't be tired. Press on. This Christian race is a difficult race. Wake him up. What I'm preaching is very important. The devil is making him sleep. Jesus. Stand to your feet. I see something. Stand to your feet. I see sleep. Hey, stand up. I see sleep. I cast out the spirit of sleep in Jesus' name. Pieko! Pieko! Echo. Echo. Echo.
Yes.
Bon sema Jesus. Hey, the people are not clapping. You don't believe in what I've done. Come back here. Ashes. It's not gone. Come back. Come and stand. Ashes. Hey, the two of you are ashes. Come and stand behind him. Jesus. You, the Asher, you also look sleepy. So, Asha, when I pray for them, you hold him, man. Eyes red. But your eyes are red. Pie. Echo. 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 What happened to you? What happened to you? Eh?
No.
You don't know. You never know. Sit down. Ashes and then the slipper. One man that Jesus healed, he said, I don't know what happened to me. I was blind, but now I can see. So it's the same thing. I didn't know what happened. He was asleep, but now he's awake. What's the first point? To do what? Hey, that point you don't write. I'm not preaching again. That point, they are not writing notes. Hey, I've come to waste my time. Hey, only Agbogba people are writing notes. I think I should be here and preach here. Ah! No. I can see only Agbogba people. Agbogba, lift up your notebooks. Lift up your notebooks. All those writing, I see the Lord giving you an iPad this year in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. I see 72 iPads right now. 72 iPads. Well, Oba use paper. You continuously use paper. What's the first point? To go all out means what? To give thyself wholly. To give yourself wholly means to give your all. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. You can sing. Give yourself to singing in the church. You can be an usher. Give yourself to ushering the church. You can be part of the drama. Give yourself wholly. What's the second point? To press on hard. Press on hard. Why we say you should press on hard? Because it is difficult to press on. Very difficult. I'm telling you, to be a Christian is a difficult thing. Don't let anybody deceive you. It's a difficulty to be a Christian. It comes with losing, suffering, sacrificing, and dying. This is what you chose. Yeah. May we give our all in Jesus' name. I said, may we give our all in Jesus' name. Point number 3. To go all out means to be diligent. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. I'm only giving you 4 things, which means Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. Proverbs 10 verse 4. Can I see Proverbs 10 verse 4? I should read it from my iPad. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? Proverbs chapter 10. No, what am I reading? 10 verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. One day, some of you are going to become medical doctors. You become an accountant. By the way, nobody here will be an armed robber. No. You will never become a plantain chip seller. We waste our school fees, pay school fees for you. You become a plantain chip seller. But you see, the way you are behaving, the type of skirt you wear to extra classes, the way the boys have been playing with you, listen, your dream to become a nurse will make you turn into a nursing mother because of the way you are behaving. There's a difference between a nurse and a nursing mother. I'm telling you, there are two different opposite things. You won't become a plantain chip seller. Yeah. You say you are called Irajua. You are Irajua. Yeah. The way you are wearing your specs, I see when you become a barrister. Do you know a barrister? A lawyer. And when they mention your name, they'll add Esquire. She wants to become a lawyer. Yeah. Look at all of you. You will do well in life. I say you will do well in life. Forget that your science teacher who says that only charcoal selling will be good for you. Forget him. Because he has also not made it in life. He wants to transfer it to you. But you make it in life. I can't hear the amen from here. This side is door. Because you are close to the darkness. Men love darkness rather than light. My member say, how the Agbogba people there, they respond. Agbogba. I like them. No, you be me who she. Anyway. No. This one you are hooting at me. And this is Pedriase. Pedriase, the cathedral is nice, so. You people are the living what? Bread of what? Well, all the makanda, your cathedrals are bread, living bread. Bread of life, tea bread, something bread. Hey, be foster. Hey, well, living bread, bread of life, hot bread, something. What? Yeah, what? Hot oven. Okay, here is living bread cathedral. Adenta is bread of life. Pedriase is what? bread of heaven. Everything that is bread. Agbogba is bread of what? Go and look for something that bread is inside. Otherwise, brown bread. Otherwise, you will join another denomination. Bread of tea. Hey! I'm not part of. I'm not part of. Bishop Yoko, I'm not part of. Holy bread. Charlie. Holy bread. I think it's a nice name. Holy bread. Bread of heaven. Holy bread. It's not a bad name. You become poor. If you don't go all out, you become poor. He said, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. Anybody that doesn't give himself all becomes poor. I'm telling you. When you grow up small, you understand it. Anybody who doesn't give himself all out, you don't give yourself all out to BECE, you get aggregate 72. Because you have not given yourself all out. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. A diligent person is somebody who gives himself all out. Anybody you see doing well, the person has given himself all. Give them all to Jesus. You want to become a good Christian, a correct Christian, you must give yourself out for Jesus. Yeah. You think it's beyond you? It is not beyond you. There are people at the age of 7 who have broken their virginity already. Yeah. Oh, no, don't say, oh, yeah. Don't say anything. You don't know where I stand. You don't know what I see. Yeah. At the age of 7, people have started having sex. Yeah. So it is very important that I brought myself to explain to you that at your age, you can go all out for Christ. You can go all out for Jesus. You are not too young to serve God. Young people, you are not too young. You are never too young. There is nothing too young about your life. You can give yourself wholly to Christ. You can serve God with your life. You can serve God with your heart. You can serve God with everything that is within you. Look at these people. Mega church people, they are sleeping. Look at these colors you are wearing. Lighthouse Chapel International, Ghana. They are asleep already. These are your colors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 4. To go all out is to give all your heart. Everybody say, to give all your heart. Yeah. How many of you have fallen in love before? No. Wait. If you are falling in love before, show my hand. Anybody who has never fallen in love before, you are a tree. You are a wood. You are a stone. If you are falling in love before, show my hands. Yeah. We've all fallen in love before. Show my hand, you have fallen in love before. Even look at my lawyer. My lawyer has raised up her hands. She has fallen in love before. But what are you thinking? You think falling in love is like boyfriend? No. Oh, what are you thinking? Oh, Makane. Like you love your father, you are falling in love. You love your mother, you fall. That's what I'm talking about. Hey. Hey. I dream fear. Oh, yeah. Scatter bad minds. I dream fear. I dream bunny. Oh, yeah. That's all, girl. Who did it? Shatter. Who? Kwame Uji. You know the people. It's all this heavy people you go some. This heavy that we all want to go. People you go some. I've been born in Kwan. And I love. I saw some girl from Agbogba. Oh, me there, my boy. Hey! Agbogba for dia mu. Mo de love ya chichiri mo ho a. E o dia sem baba mu. Sa agbogba for yi. Oyi bi people dia holy, oyi bi. Oh, you be holy. Holy, holy. Holy. Oh, you be there. They are making it to heaven. Sharp. Agbogba, you have to be baptized again. Pedriase, where are you? Pedriase, where is Pedriase? Pedriase put to their holy. Yeah. Pedriase, their holiness like 10%. As for Adenta, they are in heaven already. Adenta, dear. They are there. Nothing can stop them. Nothing. I didn't get nothing. Amen. To give your all means to give your heart. When you fall in love, you fall in love with all your heart. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. You fall in love with what? All your heart. True of us. Those of you who have fallen in love before, you fall in love with what? All. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Thou shalt give yourself all to the Lord thy God with all thy heart. So many movements around, as I can see. You give yourself all by giving your heart. Let me tell you, the most important part of your body is your heart. After that is your brain. Your brain and your heart. Very important things. And so when you are going all out, it means that you are giving all your heart. Everybody say, all my heart. All your heart. You cannot give half of your life to Christ and give, hey, sit up, arrange yourself properly. Why do you have plenty of people sitting down here? It should be one chair, one human being, one district, one factory. What is this? One village, one dam, one mosquito coil, one student, one school, one fish, one sea. One gallon soup, one will. No plenty this thing. Confusion. What's that? Don't worry. They are the church men. These are the main conference people. Conference. They are more. You see your parents have been saying they are going for a conference. They are going for a conference. I don't know if you have your parents. They are going for a conference. Don't tell. Omo boy. This one is a real conference. Clap for the favorite child conference. This is the real. How many of you have seen elderly people? They are holding back like this. They say they are going for a business trip. Should I tell you what is in the bag? Should I tell you what is in this bag? That boy, they don't want to know what is in the bag. Usually, this bag they hold. I've seen one around. It doesn't look like scuba. It's like the one that the finance minister has been holding. Usually, the bag is full of yoke gari. Gobe. He has bought gobe. 1118. He's going to share for all the office people. He says he's going for business meeting. Obowa. This is the real conference. Everybody said, this is the real conference. Yeah. Conference, dear. Anyone favorite child? Conference, dear. And by the time we are ending this conference, you will be a favorite child. I say you will be a favorite child because you have given your all to Jesus. It's because you have given all your heart to Jesus. Listen, Jesus needs all your heart. Jesus needs all your heart. Come. Stand here. Jesus needs all your come. This man, is your brother? He's your real brother. It's a bad example to give. Come. This man is your husband. Every day after work, he will not come home early. You have discovered that he has some side chick. At your age, will you be happy?
No.
I'm not sure I understand the illustration. Why won't you be happy? Why won't you be happy? You just will not be happy. How many of you know why she will not be happy? Come, you come and tell me why he will not be happy. Why your home marriage counselor, bruh? Why do you think this sister will not be happy?
Because the husband has gone to get another girlfriend.
Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. Because the husband has gone in for another girl. This is what you are doing to Jesus. This is what many of you are doing to Jesus. Marriage counselor, God bless you. Model marriage. You think that children, they don't know things, eh? They know things. Charlie, you have opened your mouth, eh? You can't believe it. This is the best marriage counseling on earth. Is that the reason why you not be happy?
Yes.
Yeah. So you want your husband to stay with you? Yeah. Jesus wants you to stay with him. Jesus doesn't want you to share him with any other person. So he said that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is what God is requiring from you. This is why God is saying that when you are going all out for me, when you want to go all out for me, then you must go all out for me with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is what God is asking for. To go all out, it means to give all your heart. Many of us say, once half of your heart is in the church, and half of your heart, some of you, we should see you how active you are in your school. Right now, you have made poster that they should make you school prefect. But oh, come on for that. But when you come to church, when you come to church and we are looking for somebody to lead praises and worship, we will not find you. We should see you in your school graduation. When they are preparing for graduation. When choir, you are part. Cadet, you are inside. Choreography, you are inside. Cultural dance, you are part. Those who recite poems, you are part. What? Drama group, you are part. Somebody to introduce the chairman, you are part. Somebody to give vote of thanks, you are part. Somebody to give something, you are part. When it comes to manifesto, you are part. Hey, you read manifesto to your school? Yeah. Hey, your school is an international school. When they finish, somebody to clean the ground, you are part. But when it comes to church, you cannot give any part of yourself to church. You can't. And God is not happy with you. God is not happy with you. After this conference, may we give ourselves all. Everybody say all. You will give yourself all. Say amen.
Amen.
I said you will give yourself all. Tell your neighbor, you will give yourself all. I'm giving myself all. You will give yourself all. I'm giving myself all. Yeah. The way Mrs. Sogava doesn't want her husband to be following other people, The same. You are called Mrs. Sogava. Eh? Do you know what the meaning of Sogava? Sogava means bring the money. Sogava. Bring the money. Mrs. Sogava. The way she doesn't want the husband to follow other people, Mr. Sogava to follow other people, is the same way God doesn't want you to follow worldly music. God doesn't want you to follow useless people. You have a phone. Only worldly music is on the phone. Yeah, you have phones. Here looks like deep freezer. When I enter, I don't feel the... This is from where? Ayikuma. What did they do at Ayikuma? Ayikuma. Where is Ayikuma? It's inside. Dodowa. It's my wife that went to school at Dodowa. You have to be active. Because Dodowa people are living in Lomo. I said, not teach, not who so. You know, you can't be able to be honest. Dodowa, arise and shine. Arise and shine. Ayikuma, arise and shine. Arise and shine. And they don't speak English. I should speak Ghan or what language do they speak? Or dialect. They speak, hey, no phone, Yetesi. Yeka, Yetesi. 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 They speak Dangbe. Yetesi. Get up, get up, get up. Yetesi. They speak also Ewe. Ewe. Cho, mucho, mucho, mucho. Mucho baya. Hallelujah. We are giving ourselves all. Every one of you, when this conference ends, when you go back to your church, when you go back to Ayikuma, when you go back to Pedriase, when you go back to wherever you are coming from, go and tell your teacher that I have decided that I'm giving my all to Jesus. I'm giving my all. I'm giving my all. All my heart. All my heart. All my heart. Anything that is irregular, irregular. Anything that is not regular, anything that is done half-heartedly, we will never yield any result. Yeah. Sit down. If the sleep is going, you can sit down. We'll never yield any result. I pray for you that may the Lord help us to go all out. Tonight, I'm just teaching you what it means to go all out. Yeah. What it means. It just means give all your heart. He said, all thy heart. Don't forget this scripture. This scripture should be one of your main motivation. It should be your must know scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart. All. When you begin to have beloved, you understand this scripture practically. This scripture. When you begin to have, look, one of the main causes after financial issues in marriages and relationship and whatever is this thing. It's what we are describing here. Yeah. But nobody wants to be shared with anybody. But you are sharing Jesus Christ. Yeah. You are sharing Jesus Christ with Shatawali. You are sharing Jesus Christ with pornography. You are sharing Jesus Christ with Superbet. Look at the number here. Look at you. When you decide to go all out for Christ, then you'll be amazed at what you can do for Christ. Because most of us, we don't do anything. We are struggling to get drama. We cannot get drama. Somebody, instrumentalist. Safe Church, we shouldn't struggle to get instrumentalist. It's total shame and disgrace. We shouldn't struggle. Get up. We shouldn't struggle. Don't worry, it's not your fault. Eh? It's because of the weather. Men were bad, were beer. Today we are sleeping. We are not, when I finish, Reverend Williams now come to pray. I'm not closing now. Oh, Mali. May I should bring you here and close you right now to go and sleep. when you go, when you go home and you enter your and your mother sees you, she will see that you are a different child. You can't have conference with me and go, oh, where is it now? Where is it now? Clap for the Sogava family. You cannot have conference with me and go back the same. You can't do that. Yeah. All your heart. All your heart. All your heart. Give them all to Jesus. We can do a lot of things. Many of you can do a lot of things. Many of you. Hey, hey, hey. Everybody stand to your feet. Everybody stand to your feet. Everybody. Everybody stand to your feet. The sleeping rate is too much. Everybody stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Your heart. Your heart. That is why we have something like broken heart. There's such a thing called broken heart. It must be an important thing. That's why we talk about it. Every day, Jesus is getting broken heart because a young boy, a young girl, Jesus thought that, oh, you are the only one that he has, not knowing. Jesus and somebody else are there. But we are changing. I say we are changing. We are telling Jesus, I am all for you. Tell Jesus, I am all for you. What it means to go all out. And I'm saying that when you're able to go all out there, you will do well. Take it from me. You will do well. Dennis, you will do want to do well. You see, our prayer for you is that you will do well. And let me tell you, every child that is born, the parent of the child, especially the mother, because sometimes the fathers, they run away and we don't even know who the father of the child is. But especially the mothers, the prayer they have for their children is that their children will do well. But when we catch armed robbers, they have nice names like Daniel, Emmanuel, Samuel. These children who have become armed robbers, their parents had naming ceremony for them. Pastors came to pray for them. How did they tend to be like that? Have you thought of it? Hardly will you catch an armed robber who is a traditionalist. Most armed robbers have been choir leaders before. Sang in the choir, ushers, this and that and that. How did they tend to be that way? Because they were serving the Lord with a half heart. Look at you. Young girl, if you don't decide to give your all to Jesus, by the time you are turning 18 years, you have 7 children with 11 fathers. Don't joke about whatever I'm saying. It's a serious thing. But I see a generation of young people who will do well. I see a generation of young people who are about to do well because they've decided they have purpose in their heart that they are giving themselves all to Jesus. They are going all out for Jesus. They are giving themselves to Jesus. They are giving all their heart to Jesus, all their soul to Jesus, all their mind to Jesus. May you give your all to Jesus. And Bible said that when you do that, you're profiting. Will appear. Your profit. There is a profit. We must get profit. Nobody does business to lose. That's why they teach you something like profit and loss. You buy something 10 CDs, you sell it 7 CDs, you've made a loss. You buy something 10 CDs, you must sell it for 15 CDs. Your parents are expecting that you will do well. May you not turn out to become a vagabond. May you not turn out to become a useless child. But may you turn out to become a proper child. It was told of Moses, Exodus chapter 2 verse 2. Bible said that when his parents saw that he was a goodly child, Exodus 2:2, when his parents saw that he was a goodly child, they hid him. May you be a goodly child. And the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. 3 months. 3 months. You go all out for Jesus. You cannot go all out for worldly music. You cannot. Some of you, the way you go all out for worldly music is unmatched. You know all the songs. You know all the artists. You know all their birthdays. You know their hometown. You know the car number. You know everything. Some of you, the way you go all out for football, football. Football. Yeah. I pray for you that you're going out, giving your all to Jesus, will be because you love Jesus. You see, because at the point your pastors will not be there. We will not be there forever. We can't be there forever. May you set your heart to love Jesus. May you love Jesus. That's why you cannot even sing the songs that we sing in church. You can't.
I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hands, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in.
But many of you cannot sing this song.
It's overwhelming. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup.
These are the songs, so these are the songs that will make you go all out. You don't know songs. You don't know songs. Let me tell you. The worldly songs, nobody teaches you, but you know it. Some way, somehow, you know it. Kamido came with sugarcane. You just have to hear the beat. You finish all for us. Yeah. But when it comes to church, it's difficult to even teach a song. You see, say, pastor, struggling. We are struggling. We would teach the song. You go and come back next week. Some demons have taken the song out of your heart. We've tried. You cannot. This year, it has been one of my goals that my church, I would teach them songs. When I teach the song, the following week, you raise the song, they all start looking into the air. And you think that Satan is not fighting us. Satan is fighting us. May we go all out for Jesus. May we go all out for Jesus. Lift up your hands. I say, may we go all out for Jesus. Are you going all out for Jesus? Are you going all out for Jesus? No, when I ask you, are you going all out for Jesus? You say, oh yes. Are you going all out for Jesus?
Oh, yes.
Are you going all out for Jesus?
Oh yes.
Oh yes. Oh yes. You say like the way prophet says it. Oh yes. Are you going all out for Jesus?
Oh yes.
That's our main slogan. Are you going all out for Jesus?
Oh yes.
Oh yes. You will go all out for Jesus. I say you will go all out for Jesus. We will not allow you to fall by the wayside. We will not allow you. We will not allow you. There is nothing that is better than serving the Lord with all your heart. There is nothing better than that. Father, lift up your Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you have made us understand what it means to go all out for you. We ask for your power. We ask for your spirit. Help us to go all out. Help the little ones to go all out. Marco Sakata Brandebe. Lift up your hands, everybody. Begin to pray. Begin to pray for yourself. Begin to pray. Kalobo sima. Rabba da brasa kadaba. Mande be zatori bo sadaba. Imande be zeke teleba. Ah, kalobo sadaba.
In the name of Jesus.
Kalobo siria balaba.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The Holy One, Yahweh, the King of Glory. Generation after generation.
Generation after generation.
Keep praising you. Keep praising you. Yet no one seems to have. Everybody lift up your hands. Let's take it again, generations after generation. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. And sing it, Karibo Satabra Kabaya. Malibo Siria Malabaya. Yes, Lord. Cause your children to go all out for you. Cause your children to go all out. In the name of Jesus, Karobosia. Rabanda Brosi Kabaya. Father, we give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
We give you honor.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
For allowing us to understand that we need to give ourselves wholly to you.
Yes, Lord.
That we need to be diligent in serving you. Anything that the
glory. This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.